I am super excited to be sharing this episode with y'all because today I get to tell you all about my maiden voyage. Actually, voyages. What's up, good people? Thank you for clicking play on another episode of Big Man, Tiny Kingdom. ...2023 has been a pretty good year for me. Definitely have more highs than lows. Life stuff be popping me in the mouth real hard. Coming at me negative from every direction. Enough stuff to keep me complaining. And I'm acknowledging that it's caused me to not be grateful for all the wonderful stuff that I have been blessed with, despite feeling like the cards are stacked against me. However, this calendar year is one that I've been able to wear a humongous Kool-Aid smile about. It started off October 2022 with changing employers, increasing my income, doing the same type of work, and actually doing less work than the previous gig, much less, but being paid a substantial amount more, enough to where I can keep my head above waters, plus have some leftover to play with. That is a really good feeling because I'm sure for a lot of working lower middle class people, with everything increasing in price, especially rent, food, and gas, we've all been going through life lately on a bumpy road. Gas seems like it's coming down a touch. I've heard that rent is expected to be different soon. I personally don't think that it will go back to what we all felt was affordable. I think it just won't continue to increase. And folks will feel like, okay, rent is down because there's also an increase in minimum wages that is supposed to take place in 2024. So that bump in income will have people forgetting about the fact that rent is up 7% over the last 2 years. I think it's outrageous what's going on with food. It really feels like I got a bargain shop more than normal to keep food in the house. Fortunately for me, I don't have a big household to be shopping for. I can't imagine how life is and don't want to pretend that I can relate to what those families are doing these days. I come from a big family, had a big family of my own when I was married and the children were young, and we were able to figure out how to make a dollar out of 15 cents. But that's going back 20 years. A dollar don't seem like it's worth a dollar today. So having to make every penny count in current society, I don't know what that feels like. But thinking about it concerns me. I hope that all of you in that lower income bracket are being watched over by the Most High and His angels. And I don't want it to come across that my life scenario is similar to someone making minimum wage or even a few dollars more than that. I'm able to pay my bills. I'm able to put a little away for retirement. I'm able to pay for leisure things and entertainment. But I still feel overwhelmed with everything. And I'm hoping that we all get some breathing room in this coming year. So I'm grateful for the positives I've experienced this year. It feels good. Praise the Most High for keeping me focused, keeping me patient and humble. Things are coming around for me. I've been able to enjoy the fruits of my labor, and I'm very thankful for that. I mean, I got to go on my first cruise, y'all. I'm a water person. I don't necessarily have to be in the water, but I enjoy being around it. And I was finally able to get my ass on a ship and travel to a destination outside of the U.S. Usually I'm doing road trips around Arizona, and I've been content with that. But I was able to spend a week in Mexico. Didn't go too far into the country. I was on a Carnival cruise that went to Ensenada, Mexico. Overall, I enjoyed myself. There are a number of things that I wasn't impressed with, but those things didn't interfere with me having a lot of fun. I really don't think I'm a cruise person, or maybe that destination or that particular ship I was on just wasn't right for me. I'm not going to go into much detail about what I liked and disliked, but one thing that I will elaborate on is maybe I was thinking too Hollywood about going on a cruise. I might have let the Love Boat impress this upon me, but getting on a ship just didn't feel special at all for me. I was expecting the captain and the crew to be at the entrance, excited, welcoming you aboard, music bumping, people waving, friendly, over the top, just happy that you were getting on the ship. I didn't get that experience. I went to Hawaii years back, and maybe that's what I was comparing it to. When I got off that plane entering Hawaii, they were all the stuff that I just mentioned. They handed me a glass of champagne. They put a lei around my neck. I took a picture with a beautiful Hawaiian woman with the cultural attire they dress in. I felt like I was being welcome to be on their land, and that was just perfect. I didn't feel that getting on this ship. Now, they made sure that they took a lot of pictures of you, but I can't say that they were doing that to create a memory for you. I felt more like they were doing that just to sell pictures. I can't tell you who the captain was. Didn't see that person once. And the biggest disappointment for me was that I was looking for there to be like a big horn set off to let you know that the ship is about to sail. I didn't even know the ship left the dock until I was walking around somewhere on the ship. And I happened to look out the window and notice that the land was a little bit further away. Didn't feel the takeoff. I believe there was an announcement over the intercom about it, but I couldn't really make out what was being said. The whole time I was there, the audio wasn't very clear. And the ship host, or I think they call them cruise directors, bless his heart, he was fun. The whole time he had the perfect energy to really make me excited about all the various activities they had going on. But honestly, I could only understand about every third word he was saying. He definitely was the perfect host. His name was Rico. Very entertaining. It didn't matter your culture, age, if you were a social butterfly or more laid back and keep to yourself like me. That dude, Rico, he brought the fun out of you. I would go on another cruise, different destination probably. Mexico was nice. Carnival Radiant ship, it was good. But if I found out that Rico was the ship director at another destination, I would know for sure that I'm about to have a good time just from what he brings to the table. If you are a person that doubts the diversity of this country, take your ass on a cruise. You are going to see every color human being, every age group, every financial class, all walks of life were on that cruise. I've said this before about camping, and it applies to what I experienced on this cruise. Everybody on that ship was there for the same reason. We were all there in pursuit of a good time. And because we shared that same goal, we were all able to focus on that. Nobody was there to kill another person's vibe. Didn't matter to anyone that you was on the upper decks in a suite. Nobody cared how you were dressed. Didn't matter your age, how much you was drinking. If you had rhythm with your dance moves, nothing mattered. The vibe I got was do what your heart desires, but make sure you are having fun doing it. To be around so many people who were just in harmony, laughing, smiling, encouraging you to join in on a good time. And that's what I mean when I say at the end of every episode, live life real big. That was a live big experience for me. And I'm anticipating having so many more of those type of memories. I may decide to have a separate episode where I talk more about the cruise, but I want to switch gears and briefly share with y'all my other maiden voyage. I shared last episode that I recently bought my RV. It's a 2020 Jayco 21-foot travel trailer that I named Babar. I got it in July. I haven't been able to spend as much time in it as I've wanted to, but I did get to recently spend a few days camping in it for the first time. I stayed local, didn't drive too far from the trip, only about 30 minutes from my home city. I camped at McDowell Mountain Regional Park in a city called Fountain Hills. Even though the park is not too far away from the city, it's secluded enough from it that you don't get all the city noise, and anywhere I can go to escape the everyday stuff we endure, that's going to always be a great day for me. I will be reviewing the park in a future episode. Just wanted to take a moment and mention that I definitely am all about that RV life. It's been a long time coming for me. Anybody that knows me can vouch that all I talk about is camping and RVs, something that I've been wanting to put in place since 2015. However, this was a learning experience for me. As much as I want to go full time in the camper, and despite being someone who's been camping quite a bit, whether it's been by tent or in my truck, I learned real quick on this first trip, there is a lot that I am very much a rookie about when it comes to my travel trailer. So I got some new research to do. I need to get in a lot of practice backing up the trailer. I seriously struggled with that. There's some renovations I want to make that are going to better suit my needs. Lots of opportunities to improve upon the storage of my small camper. But I now know for sure that I am about this life. It was the right choice to make for myself. It's been expensive. Aside from the RV loan that I have to deal with for the next 7 years, the regular maintenance can be pricey, especially for me, being that I'm not a handy person at all. And finding people to work for reasonable rates is seeming to be a challenge. So I may have to put on my big boy drawers and really utilize YouTube University to figure out how to DIY the things that I want to get done. Fun fact, the bed in my RV is more comfortable than any bed I've ever had in my home. That's crazy to me. But maybe it's a sign letting me know that my plans to make my home on wheels where I live in full time is most certainly the right move for me to make. I will be going into greater details about Bad Bar in season 4 of the podcast. I plan to start filming everything and posting about it on my YouTube page. And I am looking to transition into the full-time life at some point in 2024. So more exciting times, more new adventures are on the horizon for me. I'm going to end things for the day, but you know I'll be back at it once again real soon. Until then, y'all know what it is. Be sure that you are living life real big. This is Big Man, now officially in his tiny kingdom.